And finally, just one more word about Girl Scouts. Can I just tell you, I really don't understand why women don't run the world. This is not a political statement, just a question. Why do I ask? The cookies. As I mentioned earlier, we are in the middle of the annual cookie drive in this area. And if you missed it, don't worry, because before you know it, they'll be at your door, at the grocery store, or outside your Starbucks soon enough. These girls, and their mothers, it has to be said, sell something like 200 million boxes of cookies each year. Now, there are only about 2.7 million Girl Scouts and just under a million adult members or leaders. You do the math about how many boxes these girls sell. And if you were a Girl Scout, you could, because you'd have to learn to count all that money. Now, I know there are occasional controversies about the Scouts and their cookies. They had to take out the trans fats. There's the occasional beef over what the Scouts actually teach the girls. Is there too much pressure to sell? Is the organization too conservative or too liberal? Are there merit badges for things we really want girls to learn? I don't know. All I know is if you type Girl Scouts into Google, you get 5.1 million hits. They have a website where you can type in your zip code so you can figure out the closest place to get your cookies. That's assuming you don't have suppliers at your job like I do. And don't think you can avoid them because they will hunt you down. Check this out. When I came to NPR, Vanessa, the high school student who used to sell me cookies at my old job at ABC News, her mother and I both worked there, emailed me to ask if she could take my order online. And then she had her big brother deliver the cookies to my house in his car. Take that, eBay. And you can get cookies on eBay, by the way. So that whole table in front of the grocery store thing they have going on, tip of the iceberg. So what I want to know is, with millions of girls with all that entrepreneurial zeal, that passion, that persistence, not to mention a product you keep eating until you make yourself sick, why is there only one woman running a Fortune 50 company? Only 13 women running Fortune 500 companies? Something is just not right. Can I just tell you, I'm not fooled. They are just biding their time. The cookie cadres are waiting for just the right moment to unleash their powers upon the world. And when they do, look out. And by the way, if this running for president thing doesn't work out for a certain woman this time, there's a whole bunch of Girl Scouts coming along. Cookie, anybody? And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.